The UN has called the situation in Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. A five-year war, food shortages, widespread poverty and homelessness, and now a pandemic.
The situation in Yemen is catastrophic. COVID-19 is spreading rapidly across the country.
That's Mark Lowcock, the UN's Chief of Humanitarian Affairs.
Health facilities are turning people away because they're already full, or they don't have what they need to treat people with the virus.
Joining me now is Afra Nasser. She's Yemeni and a researcher with Human Rights Watch. I know you're at your home in Sweden right now, Afra, but let's start with conditions in Yemen. How is COVID-19 affecting daily life in Yemen these days?
It's affecting daily life dramatically. So COVID-19 crisis since the beginning of April in Yemen has just basically speed up the death rate that we've been witnessing for a long time in Yemen. From my calls to people in Yemen, what I am seeing that there are funerals happening on a daily basis. There is one graveyard in Sana'a in specific that closed with a big poster on its door saying that the graveyard is fully occupied.
Wow.
So people are dying on a shocking rate, and there's nothing to stop it.
And I see that Yemen got more bad news yesterday. The UN tried to raise nearly $2.5 billion to support aid efforts in Yemen. They got pledges for just over half the money that conference organizers were looking for to support programs that would bring food and clean water and medical assistance to Yemen. I know you watched this happen at the conference. What's going to be the impact in Yemen?
There seems to be a fatigue over the situation in Yemen. Every government is just dealing with their own internal humanitarian situation in light of COVID-19 crisis. So Yemen is just being forgotten all over again. But it's very important to stress on how Saudi Arabia, by co-hosting this event for the first time, just keeps trying to whitewash its coalition's role in the deepening humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen, which Houthi forces also share similar responsibility.
I wanted to ask you about Saudi Arabia. So they hosted this conference, this donor conference, and yet they're also bombing Yemen. So why is that bombing continuing? What is Saudi Arabia's actual position here?
Yeah, so as I told you, they're just trying to whitewash the horrific record of human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian laws in Yemen, where one report after another, even by, you know, human rights experts and investigators from the UN, accusing the Saudi-led coalition, in specific Saudi Arabia and the UAE, being complicit in war crimes in Yemen. So the co-hosting, the funding event, shouldn't fool us.
Can you paint us a picture, Afra, of a community or a neighborhood or a village where people are starting to get sick? What kind of public health infrastructure exists in Yemen and places like that to help people get through the pandemic?
In the course of the war, we have witnessed systematic targeting of health facilities across the country. The hospitals, clinics have been targeted by the different warring parties. And even worse, health workers have been targeted or fled the country, escaping fear or violations. The healthcare system today, basically, it has collapsed. So people today are facing COVID-19 with no healthcare system at all.
So the U.S. has a role here, two roles. One, supporting humanitarian efforts in Yemen and also supporting the Saudi fighting and bombing in the war. What's your message for the U.S.?
The U.S., actually, I'm very thankful that you're paying attention to the situation in Yemen despite what's going on in the U.S. I am very, very troubled by the political impact of what's going on in the U.S. because the U.S. can play a huge role. But what is very, very troubling that the U.S. continues to see Yemen through Saudi Arabia's lens. It's always what Saudi Arabia dictates the U.S. to do. And this has made millions of civilians suffer from. And with the lack of, you know, clear and sufficient and competent government in Yemen, it's very hard to see how the U.S. could change its policies in Yemen.
Afra Nasser, a researcher for Human Rights Watch, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.